Welcome you this beautiful Sunday morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. We're happy to have you here with us today. A few announcements for you. Most of them are in your bulletin, but a few that aren't. First off, one that did not make it today, we do have some special music this morning as part of our service, so we're looking forward to hearing from Sarah and Janelle, I think, are doing that. So that will be probably between the prayer time and fellowship of giving, I'm guessing, or between the offering and the praise band. We do have the Chosen Bible Study is starting next Sunday evening, so if you're interested in being part of that, that'll start next week at 6 o'clock. It will be for the youth group also, and any adults that would like to come and join. And then after the study time, there will be a time of fellowship. So there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you would like to sign up to bring some snacks for the fellowship time after the Bible study. And if you have any questions about that, you can talk to Pastor Jim. And then also a couple of things that are happening today for a couple of committees. First off, if you are part of the missions committee, you will have a short meeting after the morning service, so between the morning service and Sunday school, and that will be in the library. And then the prudential committee, you will have a meeting after Sunday school, and that will be in room one. So missions committee after the worship service in the library, and the prudential committee after the service in room one. There is youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. Do we have any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship again this morning is our 2023 church verse, and I'm going to invite all of you to say it with me. It is in your bulletin if you'd like to take a look on the middle page. It is Colossians 2, 6, and 7, and so we will say the reference and then recite the verse, and then we'll say the reference again, okay? Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Thank you.
Please stand as we sing hymn number 2. Come thou fount of every blessing, hymn number 2. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Greet one another this morning, if you would.
Again, good morning, and we welcome each one of you. Those that are visiting, we appreciate your time of coming in and worshiping with us. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises, a couple of them that have been given to me. One, Lane Peterman ended up in the hospital yesterday. I went and saw her yesterday afternoon, and she is doing much better. Lord willing, she will be released today. I lost Sherry. Oh, that's all you know, too. Okay, so no news is good news, right? But we'll continue to pray for Elaine and Daryl. Also received a note on Friday that April made it through surgery, and that went well. I think the plan was to be at her mom's through the weekend and then transition back over to her house, but she is recovering. Also, we'll continue to pray for Shelley Ehrenholtz. She's gone back for a couple more weeks of the ETC treatments, if I get the right acronym. So we'll be praying for her and the family back at home at Highmore. And then also another request from our community. Former teacher Tim McMahon, he has been a fixture in the community, been retired for a couple of years, like 15. But he is in the Miller Hospital, and he is passing away due to liver failure. So he has not passed away yet, but his wife just got done with a lung surgery. And so we need to pray for the McMahon family during this time. So that is an update or information for folks. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Paula. By herself now in Ethiopia. So Grace made it back from the European conference, made her connections, which we all know with the flight schedules of recent weeks, that's a huge miracle. As well as Emily is over in Ethiopia now, and then will also be joining another medical missions team in South Sudan, and she'll be there for a couple of weeks. So we'll be praying for Emily as she ministers in those countries, as well as for safety. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Our great niece Taryn is overdue with her baby, and we should pray for safety for her and the baby.
So Ron and June's great niece Taryn, her due date has come and gone, and so they are eagerly anticipating a new addition to the family, but prayers for mom and baby. So, any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we thank you for how you provide for us, that your Son, as he taught us to pray, we are to pray for our daily needs. And sometimes we, in the busyness of life, or in just the thinking through, well, why should I pray? Because you already know. But yet, your Son gave us an example that as the Son of God, he spent time in prayer with his Father. And one who is self-sufficient in himself did that. How much less should we? And even though you know all things, coming to you in prayer acknowledges our dependence on you. And as we see in life, there are so many things that we are not in control of. Father, you have reminded us over the last month that we have very little control over the weather. And as families experience medical issues, there's very little we seem to control over our own bodies. Father, we lift up these families that are going through medical hardships. We lift up the McMahon family for Tim and these last days, that you would bring peace of mind and heart. for his wife, for his family, for his wife's healing as well from her surgery, that your loving arms would wrap around them. Father, we also lift up Elaine and Daryl to you, grateful that for our first responders and our medical staff at the hospital to be able to be there at a moment's notice and to assist. But we understand as the great physician, you guide their hands and direct their steps. But Father, we pray for Elaine and Daryl that you would continue to be with them through these times in their life, and for Elaine's health issues, especially thank you for diabetes, that you would really give her clarity of thought and mind and wisdom for the family. And as Daryl is called to be her helpmate, give him patience, but also thankful for his quick action the other morning. Father, we lift up April, grateful for her ministry as our church secretary, and as she being laid up, grateful that with the surgery that her ankle can start healing. Be with her during the, as you have promised, during this recovery time. Be with Ron and the family. Be with Janet as she watches over her daughter, and as Ron as her helpmate, especially with the winter and we have a lot more to go, just protect her and heal her. We lift up Shelley Ehrenholz to you as she goes through these treatments again, that you would use these treatments, help her with some of the memory issues she's dealing with, but to help her feel more productive, to we lay her in your hands. Be with the family as well with during these weeks of treatment. Father, we are grateful for new life. We pray for Ron and June's great niece, Taryn, and the baby, that as the due date has come and gone, that you would give wisdom to the doctors and bring this new life into the world safely, be with both mom and baby. We also lift up missionaries that we support and family that go to different mission and different parts of the world. We're grateful that Grace made it back safely from her conference, that you would continue to use her in the lives of students at KU and the surrounding colleges. We also lift up Emily as she, being in Africa, as she spends time in Ethiopia and then joins the team in South Sudan. We pray for protection, especially in that part of the world, as they, a medical team, give them open doors to minister both the physical needs, but also to present the gospel to the greatest need that people have of a relationship with you. And we only can have that because of the sacrifice of your son. Father, we lift up the Hamiltons to you, grateful for their ministry with InterVarsity and being planted in Huron, but also being responsible for so many different colleges, that you would open doors, especially with the Mark drama that they work through, but also on the campuses that they're trying to reach, open connections, open doors for them, support and continue to provide for their needs. Father, we lift up our world to you, and amongst the chaos, we know that your son is the Prince of Peace. And for now, his peace can reign in our hearts, but one day we know he will come as the returning king. We pray for our leaders that you would give them wisdom. We pray for the situations, think of Ukraine, other places in the world, our southern border that seem to be so far out of anything that we can do, but we can pray. And you know how to answer those requests, even if we don't know the words to say. Father, we do lift up our local leaders. We pray for our servicemen and women as they serve our country around the world and at home, that you would protect them and their families, especially those that are recently deployed, that you would give them clarity in their mission, bring along individuals to give them the hope that is found in Christ as they serve our country, protect as they are downrange. Father, we lift up the offering we're about to receive from your people. Thank you that you do provide for our needs and that we can give back a portion of what you have blessed us with because we all fully understand that it is not just our funds that are yours, it's all of our lives. But this is, again, a test of our faith that you will provide for us each and every day. We lift up our service to you, just ask that you would be honored and glorified in our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. So Mom and I are doing a song today, and the other day when we were practicing, she informed me that I would be the one talking, so if it doesn't make any sense, we can just blame her. So I recently, in August, started school at the University of Minnesota, and it's definitely been a pretty big change being away from home. I actually didn't get back for the first time until Christmas break, so adjusting to life away from my parents taking care of me every day was a struggle in the beginning, but through Grace May, she introduced me to a church in Minneapolis that's called Hope Community Church, and through there, I have been able to connect with Crew on campus, and I've joined Crew. And through those two groups, both the church and Crew, I've really been able to make U of M feel like home, and it's a place I love. And so at Hope, they do a song sometimes called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. And one time when my parents came to visit me, I took them to my church, and they sang this song, and Mom and I both love it. And so we decided to share it with you today. And I think the words really speak for themselves, but I think it's important to remember that the things we do in this life aren't because of us. They're not through us. They're through Christ in us. And so that's what I hope you get from this song, too.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold my Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in night is dark, but I am not forsaken. For by my side, the Savior, he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need, his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome. Yet not I, but through Christ in fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Thank you, Sarah and Janelle, for sharing that with us. That is a very recent hymn, which they told us this morning. It's a hymn that was written in 2019, which I don't think we see too many hymns that are written that recent. The one that Pastor Jason mentioned last week was written in 2015, I think, is what my music says, which we did find, and maybe we'll bring that out sometime. this one that you just shared with us, I think we might try to learn that one as well. And I've got a tune here because I didn't get ready before. We invite you to stand and sing with us a little bit of an older song, but it's still a good one.
Burden of sin, there's power in the blood.
have a seat for this last song. As I got to retune again here just quickly, but as I'm looking at my music and the dates on the music, I don't know why I'm focusing on that today, but we're catching songs from every one of them, I think, is on a different decade. I'm not sure when that first one was written, but I know it's been around a while, but we've hit the either 70s or 80s, or I don't know when. Maybe it's probably older than that. I'm not going to say because it's not written down there for me, but this one's from 1990. The last one was from 2010, and the other one was from 2019, so almost a decade in between the special. But we've got good music that comes through any time period, and any of them can be really good, and we also know that music can be not very good or uplifting, but it's up to us to make the choices for the better music that will lift us up and help us to worship and maybe grow closer to God, as that's our goal, I believe.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to sing praises to you. We thank you for these lyrics that we've sung this morning and the reminder of who you are, of your holiness, your faithfulness, your goodness, your love for us. We pray that you would open our ears and our hearts now as we look into your word, and that we would receive what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.